All right, we have some music going. Mr. George Benson encouraging us to breeze. That's the title of the song, Breezing. So now, when I have to break away to take care of some of these matters of importance, like coughing, I'll simply leave you with the music that's already going to be playing in the background, so it won't seem rude when I momentarily break away. All right, let's get in a pro. Let's hear from a pro who says medical marijuana should be allowed. I'm curious as to whether you think that this is something that is really a moot point. Are you still gathering information? Truly gathering information. And that's why, you know, very often I'll encourage you not to lead with your emotions. Don't let your emotions be in the driver's seat. Because sometimes we let our emotions basically rule the day. And as a result, our minds will miss some points that we really need to be picking up on. Okay, here we go. A pro. Philip Denny, MD, who's co-founder of a medical cannabis evaluation practice, said in his November 17, 2005 testimony to the Arkansas legislature in support of House Bill 1303, entitled An Act to Permit the Medical Use of Marijuana. He said, I have found in my study of these patients that cannabis is really a safe, effective, and non-toxic alternative to many standard medications. There's no such thing as an overdose. We have seen very minimal problems with abuse or dependence, which at worst are equivalent to dependence on caffeine. While a substance may have some potential for misuse, in my opinion, that's a poor excuse to deny its use and benefit to everyone else. Okay, few seconds, digest that. No such thing as an overdose, minimal problems with abuse or dependence. All right, John McCain, a con, saying, don't do it. No medical marijuana. Senator, U.S. Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona and 2008 Republican presidential candidate, said this in a September 30th, 2007 campaign town hall meeting in Derry, New Hampshire. Every medical expert I know of, including the American Medical Association, says that there are much more effective and much better treatments for pain than medical marijuana. I still would not support medical marijuana because I don't think that the preponderance of medical opinion in America agrees with the assertion that it's the most effective way of treating pain. Another pro, Dr. J. Kavanaugh, PhD, National Director of the American Alliance for Medical Cannabis, wrote in 2002 an article titled The Plight of the Chronically Ill. And this was posted on the American Alliance for Medical Cannabis website. Many of the chronically ill have successfully sought relief with the use of medical cannabis, an age-old remedy that now shows real scientific efficacy. Hundreds of thousands of the sick. And, you know, be thinking about this. And, you know, some of this, I do want to encourage you again to be looking for consistencies, be looking for inconsistencies in what the people are saying. Yeah, just be looking for it all. Dr. Kavanaugh continued, the anecdotal evidence is overwhelming. Folks with spinal injuries, able to give up their walkers. AIDS patients able to gain weight and keep their medications down. Cancer patients finding relief from the terrible nausea of chemotherapy. Chronic pain patients once again functional with their consciousness restored from narcotic lethargy. And folks once disabled from crippling psychiatric disorders and addictions return to sanity and society with the assistance of a non-toxic herb with remarkable healing powers. Let's go down to another con, and then we'll go to another pro. Dr. Jerry S. Mandel, PhD Emeritus Professor of Sociology at Sonoma State University, and Harvey W. Feldman, PhD, former fellow of the Drug Abuse Council, wrote this in their April-June 1998 article titled Providing Medical Marijuana, The Importance of Cannabis, which was published in Journal of Psychoactive Drugs. This is what they wrote. The issue of whether marijuana has medicinal benefits no longer seems to be in question. Hundreds of scientific studies and thousands of testimonials from patients have established marijuana's effectiveness in controlling the nausea of cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy and or radiation, and enhancing appetites for AIDS patients who suffer a wasting syndrome or who have adverse reactions to their heart, their highly active antiretroviral treatment, that again is known as HART, highly active antiretroviral treatment medications, in reducing intraocular pressure for persons with glaucoma and giving relief from spasms of muscular dystrophy and for relieving pain from dozens of other serious diseases. I'm just thinking now. There are a number of illnesses that this is supposed to be able to relieve. And I know in Georgia, one of the big debates early on was the decision by those who authored the debate about whether to authorize medical marijuana in Georgia was whether or not people who suffer from sickle cell anemia and some of its painful discomforts would be allowed to use it, and that was finally agreed. What do you think? Here's another con. Henry Miller, MD, former director of the Office of Biotechnology at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, wrote the following in an April 28, 2006 editorial that was published in the New York Times. He wrote, in their 1999 report, the Institute of Medicine's panel of experts flatly rejected the idea that herbal, usually smoked, cannabis would ever be considered a safe and effective medicine for widespread use. Again, this is roughly 10 years ago, April 2006. Smoked marijuana, they continued, cannot be subjected to careful, well-controlled trials because it does not come in a standard, reproducible formula or dose and cannot meet the accepted standards for drug purity, potency, and quality. Different strains of cannabis vary radically in their cannabinoid composition and in the contaminants, which include fungi, bacteria, pesticides, heavy metals, and other substances that they contain. And smoking is not a precise way of delivering any substance to the bloodstream. Other plant-derived drugs, morphine, codeine, and Taxol, to name a few, have made it through the FDA's review process, and there is no reason drugs made from cannabis should not be required to meet the same standards. All right, let's look at another con. Well, yeah, let's look at one more con when I come back since we started with. I'm sorry, look at one more pro when we come back since we started with a con. And then we're going to move to a different topic having to do with wages and irony that I really want us to think through together. I'll be right back.